Well, we've been talking on the show today about border control and deportation as the Supreme Court, of course, prepares to hear arguments on Arizona's immigration law, SB 1070. Immigration reform is important, but according to a new report, it's just one issue and maybe not even the most important issue for Hispanic voters in this upcoming election. This is as Democrats think they control the Hispanic vote. Republicans are trying to eat into that dominance of Latino voters. Now, this report comes from the GOP polling and advocacy group Resurgent Republic, who recently sponsored a series of focus groups with Hispanic voters in Albuquerque and Las Vegas. The groups are made up of people who voted for President Obama in 2008, but now count themselves as undecided. Well, here with more on those findings that could be key for the next election, Leslie Sanchez, CEO of Impacto Group, which led those focus groups. Leslie, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Well, talk to us a little bit about some of the key findings from these focus groups, because when we start out this conversation, we have to understand Democrats are pretty happy with their dominance of Latino voters in the last election and what appears to be Latinos' repugnance of Republican policies on immigration and on the economy. Is that holding in your focus groups?
Well, what is consistent is Hispanics overwhelmingly, Hispanic voters will vote Democratic. There's no doubt about it. Where the opportunity is, I think, for the conservative side or more Republican side, is the 20-30% of those Hispanic voters who lean Democratic but do not have a strong affiliation with either party. And you see it on the other side, too. Republicans are losing some of those soft Republicans. You're seeing a lot more Hispanic voters say they are independent, which is really phenomenal in the sense of political maturity. You're seeing more people register and more people kind of exert that independence.
To the extent that Democrats, meaning President Obama, are soft with 10-20% of gettable Latino voters who consider themselves independent, what are President Obama's weaknesses? We are sort of pre-programmed, unfortunately, to think that immigration is the number one issue, but Latinos need jobs and go to the grocery store and fill up the cars like everybody else. So
absolutely, and I'm glad you said that, because the biggest concern among these particular respondents is the price of food, the price of gas, the lack of good jobs. This was an interesting set of focus groups. It was four in two different states. We split them up between Spanish preferred voters who had been here. They were first in generation immigrants or descendants, as well as English preferred or English dominant, which were third, fourth, fifth generation individuals. The top priority, regardless of the state or regardless of the group, for these swing voters is the economy. And repeatedly, they talked about the variety of financial ills that they personally face, knowing somebody who's taking a job for less pay than they did a few years ago, not being able to pay for their health insurance, not being able to send their child to a little private school, and even just basic things, not taking a family vacation because of the price of gas. Those were very real, palatable concerns. And though they are optimistic about the future, they're still extremely hesitant about the anemic growth of the economy.
So does that suggest then that President Obama's fundamental weakness with some Latino voters is fundamentally the same as it is with a lot of voters that he lost? He owns the economy. The economy's not recovering. People are uncomfortable with their economic position, and they blame him.
Very true. I think you summarize it extremely well. What is fascinating about this group is it starts to dispel the myth that there's a monolithic Hispanic vote. Just to your point that immigration is going to be the big issue, it is not the issue, except for maybe certain advocacy groups, and especially many groups on the left who are looking for kind of a pathway to citizenship, and not that they want to discount immigration and the need for immigration reform. It's just not top of mind. And there were some, more than some, I'd say a strong majority who said, please stop with the immigration talk already. Let's talk about jobs. I mean, they were pushing back kind of in this idea of the media thinking that this was their top priority. They are very concerned about paying their bills. And what's interesting, you talked about President Obama. He has very strong appeal. There's a very strong personal appeal and likability, regardless of the language that they were speaking with President Obama. There's no doubt about that. There was disappointment and frustration. He wasn't able to change Washington the way that they had hoped. And that's something that was really consistent in this whole Resurgent Republic focus group series among, soft Democrats, working class, 55 older. It's pretty, you know, there's still strong favorability with independents. Just wanted to see more done.
So Leslie Sanchez, CEO of Impacto Group, the shocking thing about your focus groups is that they're not shocking at all. Latinos are just like everybody else in so many respects.
Isn't that great?
And I tell you,
the biggest concern, that this is probably the part that made everybody sit back in their chair. You can start to see the very real differences between Spanish language individuals and people that were speaking English. Spanish language media, people that were watching Spanish media, had a much more visceral, negative approach and viewpoint of the Republican Party. They were concerned about deportations. They were concerned about some of the caustic language that Republicans have used for the last decade. It wasn't even just recently. It was just this brand of the Republican Party. Latinos vote for candidates, not parties, at least historically on the presidential level when you're talking about likability. And go back to Ronald Reagan or anybody that's ever won statewide office. It's the candidate. So that's the positive side. On the English side, there was just people asked about, there's still strong unfavorables about the Republican brand, but there's more open-mindedness about looking at candidates.
And the lesson for Mitt Romney here as he pivots, as they say, into the general election seems to be to soften those edges a little bit. How do you see Romney doing that? What are the lessons for him here briefly?
Most important thing, talk about jobs, growth, small businesses, and being able to get that good job and keep the economy going. They want leadership.
And to the extent that your data show that especially Spanish speakers don't like the Republican brand on a caustic approach to immigration, it then sort of stands to reason that Mitt Romney may want to spend more time talking about the things he's most comfortable talking about. Like you said, jobs, the economy, growth, getting the country back on track, and maybe not those other things that sort of sully the brand a little bit for Republicans. And I think you're going to see Mitt Romney doing that. In fact, he started to do it already. That is Leslie Sanchez, CEO of Impacto Group. She led focus groups of Latino Hispanic voters in Albuquerque and Las Vegas. Leslie, thank you for the insights.
Thanks so much.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.